Ah, Sunday blessings to all. Hello, it's Pastor Bob, and this is our Sabbath day, October 24th. And we are delivering the seventh episode of our newest daily devotion series, the Book of Job. And we are up to chapter 7 today. Chapter 7, it'll be the second half of Job's response to Eliphaz. Yesterday we heard the first half of his response, you recall. And Job's response to Eliphaz was basically the message, I can't even tell you how terrible my grief is. I can't even explain to you the awful things that have happened to me. So you can see that Eliphaz was no help at all. He basically told Job, you have some secret sin, and the thing for you to do now is to confess and get right with God. But Job says that misses the point altogether. He doesn't disagree with the things Eliphaz says, but it doesn't help his situation. Job needs more than has been given him by Eliphaz. He even says, what you have said is good, but it doesn't touch my case at all. You're not diagnosing my condition. He says, you have said it is hidden sin, but Job says it isn't that at all. Now, however, if you can diagnose my problem accurately, and if you have something helpful to say to me, then I'll listen. But as for right now, you obviously don't understand my true situation. And remember, since Job won't confess his secret sin, claiming he has none, he feels as though he is being judged by his friend Eliphaz. And that brings us to chapter 7, the continuation now of Job's response to Eliphaz. Chapter 6 ended with this verse, and then we'll go right into 7. Job says, is there any wickedness on my lips? Can my mouth not discern malice? And into chapter 7. Do not mortals have hard service on earth? Are not their days like those of hired laborers, like a slave longing for the evening shadows, or a hired laborer waiting to be paid? So I have been allotted months of futility and nights of misery. When I lie down, I think, how long before I get up? The night drags on, and I toss and turn until dawn. My body is clothed with worms and scabs. My skin is broken and festering. My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle, and they come to an end without hope. Remember, O God, that my life is but a breath. My eyes will never see happiness again. The eye that now sees me will see me no longer. You will look for me, but I will be no more. As a cloud vanishes and is gone, so one who goes down to the grave does not return. He will never come to his house again. His place will know him no more. Therefore, I will not keep silent. I will speak out in my anguish of my spirit. I will complain in the bitterness of my soul. Am I the sea or the monster of the deep that you put me under guard? When I think my bed will comfort me and my couch will ease my complaint, even then you frighten me with dreams and terrify me with visions. so that I prefer strangling and death rather than this body of mine. I despise my life. I would not live forever. Let me alone. My days have no meaning. What is mankind that you make so much of them, that you give them so much attention, that you examine them every morning and test them every moment? Will you never look away from me or let me alone even for an instant? If I have sinned, what have I done to you, you who see everything we do? Why have you made me your target? Have I become a burden to you? Why do you not pardon my offenses and forgive my sins? For I will soon lie down in the dust. You will search for me, but I will be no more. The end of chapter 7 of the book of Job. That is all.